But first, with the World Cup going on, joining us now from Brazil is our sports expert, Ribby Paltz, who's covering this great event for The Ticket. Good morning, Ribby.
Hi there, Mellow Man.
Oh. Hey. You okay?
Oh, Ribby's not doing too well.
What's the matter?
What happened?
I got bit by a tsetse fly.
I thought those were just in Africa.
I'm very sleepy right now.
Oh, no.
And my balls are pretty swollen. So I may have a touch of elephantiasis, too.
Jeez. aren't those just in Africa, Ribby?
I don't know. I guess one of the players may have brought it over or something as a pet.
As a pet?
I'm kind of regret not getting the shots I was supposed to get before I came down here.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have adequate medical care right now?
I don't know. I've been coughing up blood and peeing what looks like antifreeze. So what is that, a cold?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I think
you need to go to a doctor.
Hold on a second. Let me do my medicine, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, God, that makes me feel alive. Oh, jeez.
Is this some sort of nasal spray?
This stuff is good. Yeah, it's nose medicine. It's nose medicine, George.
Well, he is in South America.
I'm having fun with these Amazonian women down here, that's for sure.
Are you?
Yeah, I found one that I really like, and I've been taking her out every night to Texas Day Brazil, the Brazilian steakhouse down here.
Uh-huh.
And she's like 7'4".
Wow.
Really right. Gives you that man feeling, you know? Really like that. As a matter of fact, last night during lovemaking, she broke three of my ribs after she got me in a leg lock.
Wow, that's right up your alley.
It was great. It was wonderful. I've never looked so good as I've looked down here. The plastic surgery is so reasonable, and they take Visa. So it's great. I mean, I got the Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, wow.
I got that done, and, you know, I'm a little older these days, so they had to lift 19 inches up.
So jeez.
That's how much I came up there in the back. So my ass right now is in the middle of my spine, but he says it'll drop down to a normal height a little bit later.
Let's hope so.
What about the soccer? You been watching any soccer?
The what?
Or the football, I guess, as they call it there.
The what?
You heard me, the World Cup.
Damn, that's right. I forgot that's going on down here. Jeez.
That's why you're there.
Totally forgot that. I've been enjoying the Brazil so much, I forgot that they had the soccer football. Hey, I have noticed, though, Brazil, very different than America. Very different than America. They've even got more Mexicans down here. I don't know what's going on.
Either called Brazilians.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that a different kind of Mexican? I don't know. But they had this, I don't know if you've seen this on the television sets,
uh-huh.
But they have this big statue of the Jesus near that up on a mountain down here.
Yes, yeah. In Rio.
Man, that thing creeps me out.
Creeps you out?
Yeah, it makes me think that he is watching me as I'm in an alley with a crying lady boy, you know?
You know, he is.
I feel like being watched.
Yeah.
I don't want Jesus to be within seeing distance of most of my life.
Lady boy.
Nah, I have watched a little bit of the soccer. I try to open the paper every day and see what happened, you know. And I opened the paper today and was very disappointed in that one of my students did not behave well on the pitch.
Hmm. Who's that?
That Luis Suarez.
One of your students?
Yeah.
Of what?
Yeah, I taught him. I taught him his covert soccer moves. Like I taught him how to bite, and now I kind of regret it.
Yeah, that's pretty big news. You taught him that?
I did teach him that. I'm his personal coach, and I taught him. You know, hey, when you want to get, you're not getting what you want. You bite someone. You know, I learned that lesson from Marv Albert. Marv bit a hooker because he wasn't getting what he wanted. And what he wanted was a black man.
All right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that news story?
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you. Fernando, you remember that?
Screw you, Ribby.
And so Marv taught you, and you taught Suarez.
And I taught Suarez.
Wow. Oh, man.
Yes, in a way, Marv Albert is Luis Suarez's soccer coach. You know, and all of this, all the stuff we're talking about all the things, reminds me of that sports song sung so many years ago now.
Wonder which one.
Would you mind singing it for us?
Oh, you want me to sing a little bit for you?
Sure.
Oh, okay. There's a boy I know. He's a born a dreamer.
I just played this
the other day. My eyes take me to the clouds above. Who are you? Control. Can't seem to get enough. How will I know? Don't trust your feelings. How will I know? How will I know?
God.
How will I know?
That's beautiful, Ribby. Yeah. I don't know that that's a sports song.
Don't find me dead in the bathtub by morning, gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh. I hope not. Hang in there, Ribby. That's Ribby, allegedly live from Brazil.